So be prepared.
Blog Talk Radio.
Be prepared to receive all the blessings that God has for you. But in the same token, keep your antennas up. Stay strong and be ready for what the enemy throws at you, because he's going to throw something at you. Yesterday, me and my wife was having a talk. And the conversation, our conversations, they last hours on end. It's not a time limit. That's why I say, you know what? God knew what he was doing. When he gives you a helpmate, he gives you just that, a helpmate. When you find somebody in your life that you and them can talk about everything, I'm talking about when they know all your weaknesses, when they know all your struggles, when they know that you're trying and things still be messing up, when their mind is on the same, it is in the same place yours is. Like, you walking in this direction, and they walking right beside you. It's good to have somebody in your life like that. It's good to have a helpmate like that in your life. You know, I thank God so much for her because of so many reasons. But today, I want to talk to you about your faith, about faith, about faith. See, everybody today I see, or I talk to, I hear about, everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be, you know, want to have riches, glory, and want to be running around here being like, you know, that dude, that guy. You know, you want to be liked by everybody. You want to be famous. You want to have money. You want to have all these things. But a lot of us got to realize that in order to have a lot of the things you want, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to work for it. You know, I was thinking about the fact that we look at these people. We look at Nas, and we look at Jay-Z, and we look at famous people like Muhammad Ali or different athletes and all these people. We look at Forbes magazine and we see these great designers and we see these millionaires and billionaires. And we start to realize that people that got to this stature or got to this level in life had to work for it. They just didn't drop out the sky and they became great. No, it was work. They put in work. And I see so many people today that want to be great, but don't want to put in the work for it. That's like saying, I want to be one of the greatest preachers in the world, but not practice your craft. That's like saying, I want to preach and heal people, but I don't pray. I want to open up stadiums and these. But I don't know how to get the money. You know, you look at somebody's form and how they did stuff and how they work for it. You want that same thing, but you don't want to work for it. I'll tell you, back in my day was a little bit harder than it is today. I mean, I look at my kids and stuff like that, and I see how they do stuff, and I say, man, they have things like ready right there for them to like do and like to start things. Like it was hard for us. We didn't have the internet back in the day. We didn't have the web. We actually had cell phones that was huge and things like that. You know, we're talking 70s and 80s babies. You know what I mean? We didn't have all this stuff like we got now, where you can just get online one day and show a funny video, that video go viral, and now you make it in a check every month for that video because you didn't even know it was going to go viral. Well, today, I want to talk to you about faith. See, you got to understand that in order for you to achieve your dream, you got to have faith in it. You got to have faith in what you're doing. You have to believe within yourself. Believe in your God that he's going to bring that thing to pass. You just can't wake up in the morning and say, okay, I want to be this rapper, and think that you just tomorrow you're going to be the next LL Cool J or something. I'm sorry. I might be dating myself, but it's all right. You know, because you got to think about the fact that a lot of the rappers, a lot of the artists, a lot of the basketball players, a lot of the everybody that's really in position or making the kind of money or being having the statue that you seek to have, they worked hard at the beginning. You know, I often refer to T.D. Jakes, and T.D. Jakes talked about how for so many years he preached inside a storefront. And if you guys don't know what a storefront is a store. It's the building is actually meant to be a store, and part of the building, the front part of the building, they had is basically had a big mirror. In the front of the store is a store. The back of the store is where they put storage. Above, they have people living above them, apartments and stuff. It's a storefront. It's not no size up. For years, he preached in a storefront until one day he finally got a break. You know, we talk about Michael Jordan or or one of the basketball players, if you talk to these basketball players, they spent hours and hours and days and years polishing their craft, working out, playing basketball. When everybody else was out partying and clubbing, they was on a basketball court or boxers, Ali or Frazier, somebody. You look at them and they ask, how did they get great? Well, while everybody else was doing all this other crazy stuff, they was actually in the gym working on their craft. Rappers, if you talk to a lot of rappers will tell you in a minute that for them, a rapper would be selling mixtapes and stuff out of the trunk of their car to make ends meet or to make some money or just to get their name out there. In some cases, they even were giving them away just so somebody would hear that music and like it. Now, today with the internet and everything we have today, we have so many ways to do things. You have a platform to do whatever you want to do. You have a platform to open up your mind, to open up your spirit, to say to the world, listen, this is what I have to say. Now, faith is the thing that gives you the quality to say what you want to say. A lot of times you might hear me say things detrimental to some of the older ways. I have nothing against some of the older ways of preaching. I have nothing against the older ways of learning or going through Christ. I have nothing wrong with that. I believe, like I say this time and time again, I believe the church is a place of teaching, a place like you would have a school. You have to go through church to get full understanding and knowledge. Now, you may not get the totality of it. You still have to do a lot of homework of your own. But once you gain a basic concept of what's expected of you and you get to a certain level, I believe that you should take that extra effort and put it into learning, put it into studying what it is you want to do. A lot of people today have so many gifts and so many gifts. They're around other people. And one of my brother, he was talented. I didn't even know he was talented. But my mom used to always get mad at him because he would, every electronic device we had, shout out to my brother John, every electronic device we ever had, he would go into it and he would take it apart and then he would try to put it back together. My mom would get so angry at him. He would come home, radios be taken apart, all kinds of stuff be taken apart, and he'd be sitting there trying to put it back together. That's the way his mind worked. His mind worked so much like that it was intriguing to him to see how something worked, the interaction of it. He wanted to see how it was put together. He wanted to see what made the sound come from this thing. How did the sound travel from this point to that point? He wanted to see all the things. His mind worked like that. Well, see, that's how faith is. Faith is believing that when you go into something, you want to see how it works and see how you can make it better. See how you can make it yours. How can you possess the thing that you went after? See, a lot of us forget that or don't understand that when you're doing something that you love to do, when you're doing something that you enjoy, when God has given you something that you truly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, when God gives you something that you truly enjoy doing, it's not a hardship to do it. It's not hard to get up in the morning and speak a confident word to somebody. It's not hard to go into the gym and lift weights. It's not hard if God made it for you to do. The problem is we allow things of this world to get in the way of what we're doing. We allow people to whisper in our ears because they don't do it. Why are you doing that? They spread a poisonous thought into your spirit. See, we have to be cleansed of those things. You got to understand that your dream ain't everybody's dream. Your walk ain't everybody's walk. And I don't care how much you like JoJo down the block, JoJo may not be going the same way you were going. JoJo might not have the same desires as you had. And a lot of times, your desires flow over onto the person you're around. A lot of times, you have this dream to be a great thing or do this great thing, and the people around you get infected by that dream. They don't have a dream of their own, but they latch onto your dream. Now, if it's a positive thing, that's okay. But sometimes they just latch onto your dream to see what they can become. See, a lot of times we fail to understand that God has set this thing up meticulously. Life is meticulous. Life is a place where we have to understand and deal with every aspect of it. See, in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his whole house. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. See, what you don't understand, what you got to see in that passage is that God came to Noah and told Noah. He warned Noah of the flood. He warned Noah about the tomorrow. He warned Noah was coming. And because of Noah hearing his word and having faith in God, he started to build an ark. Now, this ark didn't come overnight. This ark didn't just pop up out of nowhere. He had to go get wood. He had to bring it back to the place where God gave him to. He had to make this ark on the side and shape and cubits that God wanted him to build it. He had to stand there, and he had to nail each nail, because they didn't have a nail gun back then. They didn't have a drill back then. Everything was done by hand and was hard. And when you think about it, in order for him to make this ark, he had to find trees. He wanted to find these trees that were close to the same size that he needed them to be, so he didn't have to do a whole lot of cutting. He didn't have to do a whole lot of shaving. But you understand, this ark took Noah years to build. It took Noah years for it to come to pass. And then he tried to convince others to come aboard, telling them of the faith of what God had already told them. He tried to tell people, listen, y'all, it's raining. Get on the ark. It's going to rain. Come join me in the ark. It's safety on the ark. It's safety in the ark. It's safety over here. If you come over this way, it's safety over here. He was crying out to the people, tell them, it's about to rain. It's a rain of coming. If you come over here, you can find safety. If you come over here, you can find peace. If you come over here, you can find life. So many of us today are just like Noah. We're crying out to you, telling you that rain is coming. It's a flood coming. That something's coming. But if you come over here, you can find safety. If you come over here, you can find your peace. If you come over here, he'll save you from what's about to happen in your life. But so many of us today fail to hear the call. We fail to heed the call. We fail to understand that because you don't see it, don't mean it's not about to happen. Because you don't see it, don't mean it's coming soon. Because you don't see it, don't mean you shouldn't take shelter from it. See, a lot of times we think that we know everything. We've been everywhere. Everything in the world has happened to us. Nothing different can happen to us. But I beg to differ, and I have a question about those people who have done everything, who have been through everything, who have had everything happen to them. If you know everything, if you've done everything, if everything has happened to you, and you there's nothing surprising to you in the world, then why are you in the position you're in now? Because most of those know-it-alls is living average. Most of those know-it-alls is moving average. Most of those know-it-alls is acting average. They really following a blueprint of somebody else and still hasn't moved anywhere in it. See, I understand that in my life, God said to me, the other day he was talking to me and I was in prayer and meditation, and he said to me, my main goal is to save a soul. My main goal is not to become rich. My main goal is not to become famous. My main goal is not to have a huge church and have all these people come. My main goal is to teach his people, to give his people the truth, so that they won't run into the same snares. They won't run into the same problems. They won't have the same issues that I had growing up. See, because I had a lot of issues growing up. To you today, it's probably mainstream. It's regular for you guys to have. But I had issues on top of issues. My issues had issues. My God. My issues had issues. But I tell you right now, I decided one day to step onto the ark. I decided one day to say, okay, since you said you got a plan, show me your plan. I said, it because you said it's all right for me to come over there and I can find safety over there. I can find peace over there. I won't be hurt over there. Let me go over there. I took a chance by faith. See, I want to tell somebody this morning that in the Bible talks about a woman with an issue of blood. And everybody reads that scripture, and they talk about that scripture and how she went through and how it happened and things of that nature. But I want to say to you right now, it's one part, one verse in that scripture, in that whole story that touched my soul. In that scripture it says, by her faith, she was healed. By her faith. By your faith, you will be healed. By your faith, you can be set free. By your faith, you can be delivered. It's not something strange. It's not unheard of. Believe me, you can talk all the stuff you want to. You can make it sound all you want to make it sound, but it's not that difficult to understand that by faith, your faith can move mountains. Your faith can open up doors. Your faith can make a change. See, people around today, they look at faith as being, you know, being something odd, being something different, being something strange. But I tell you today, the faith is tangible. By faith, I got up off the streets. By faith, I stopped smoking. By faith, I stopped drinking. By faith, I stopped doing drugs. By faith, I stopped chasing everything with a church. By faith. See, a lot of you would like to say that they did it or and yes, God did put people in my life to assist me with my change. They did. He did put people in my life to help me along the way, to watch over me, to keep me. I didn't even realize who they was at first, but he did do it, and I thank him for doing it. But by his faith, by my faith. See, you got to have faith in who you are. You got to believe that you're more than an alcohol bottle. You gotta believe that you more than a one night in bed. You gotta believe that you more than a side chick or a sneaky link. You gotta believe that you more than a bag of marijuana or another hit on a crack pipe. You gotta believe that you're worth more than that. See, you gotta know that God has a special thing in life for you. He has a special place just for you. You weren't born by accident. Oh, God, you got to understand that you weren't born by accident. You weren't put here by accident. The things that happened to you weren't meant to break you apart. It was meant to make you stronger. The things that happened to you weren't meant to tear your mind apart. It was meant to bring it together. And you have to sit back and take a close look at what happened in your life and how did you make it through. Oh, God, I tell you, I feel something happening right now. I feel my help coming right now. See, in Hebrews, I love Hebrews. In Hebrews 12, verse 12, it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. See, you got to understand, Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. God, Jesus, knew what was happening. Jesus saw it coming down the pike. He knew what he had to do. But because of his faith, because of he knew about the promise, this Father God already told him, if you do this, son, when you do this, son, as you do this, son, you shall be given some glory. You shall be raised in 3 days. You shall have all power in your hands. You got to know there's a reward. See, some of y'all just want to have the blessings of God. You want your little car, you want your little house somewhere, you want to have a be able to just make it through. But then God gives out reward when he sees you doing something especially for him. When he sees those things, you fall down on your knees and crying out for somebody else. When he sees you down there with the tears in your eyes, being hurt and being talked about, and you still don't retaliate because God, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. You can make it through this fight. Faith. Faith can fight up any battle. Faith can fight up any disease. Faith can take you through another day. See, you've been trying to do this thing in your own might. You've been trying to do this thing in your own will. You've been trying to do it your own way. But God is saying today, have faith in him. See, in James, the Bible tells us that for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. You got to know that the race is not to the swift. The race is not to the strong. It is to he who endures to the end. You got to stay on your faith. Stay in the race. God will. It's not he might. It's not that he's thinking about it. God will bring you through to the end. Sometimes you go through hard times. Sometimes you go through trials and tribulations. But God said this situation, it too shall pass. This issue, it will go away. This problem will subside. And at the end of that, you'll see your faith grow. Every time you get hit, you might get knocked back. But when you keep on going, you'll see your strength growing. Somebody will talk about you on one side, your strength is going to be growing. Somebody will lie on you, your strength is going to keep growing. Somebody stab you in the back, and your strength is going to get stronger. You'll see yourself growing like a bodybuilder. Every time you go over a trial, every time you go through a tribulation, every time you come out on the other end, you're a winner. You win. God said there's no losers in his house. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, God, we're talking about faith today. We're talking about faith to believe that no matter where you're at right now, no matter what situation you see yourself in right now, God can bring you through it. God can bring you out of it. See, you got to understand that it's nothing he can't do. The only thing he can't do is fail. God has never, and you can read anywhere in the Bible, God does not fail. And once you take on God, once you stand in his light, once you allow God into you, God will not fail. God doesn't do that. See, what you got to understand is that it's a covenant, you and God and God and you. And once God gets in you, it's on to the races. So when the enemy puts his hands up, you can put your hands up in confidence and know God is with me. I have the power, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit standing by my side. I'm never alone. When I'm walking down that street, I'm not alone. When people come up against me, I'm not alone. When the rains and winds blow against me, I'm not alone. God is. Josh, I'm not able to hear. We're talking about your faith today. We're talking about your faith. You can't let your faith falter. You know, a lot of times, We see something and that hill looks too big, or that giant, it just looks too big. But when David stood before the giant, when David stood there and looked at him, and all the Philistines was clapping and shouting, Goliath, Goliath, and his own people was cowering. David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who comes against God, you got to understand. You got to have the power of God to stand before that giant. You got to have the power of God to walk over that mountain. You got to have the power of God." Woo! Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'd have talked myself happy this morning. I might start shouting, so make me get from here and do a dance, because God is everything about his goodness. All I want to do is shout his name out. Glory to his name. Oh, God, 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 God. My Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for your sacrifice today, Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you for allowing it to come to pass that I I have a way to you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can I finish this up? Can I wrap this up? I got to get ready to go. We got to get ready to go. Let's finish this up. So God is saying to somebody today, and this is the scripture I want to give to you before we go. James 1 and 6. James 1 and 6 says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting." Did you hear what I said? Ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. My God, my God. He said, ask with no doubting. Today, I tell you, if you want something out of life, if you want to become somebody greater, if you believe that there's more in your life than just what you have right now, then I need you to take this time and understand that God is truly standing here waiting for you today. God is standing for you right now, whatever you may be facing, whatever you may be coming up against, whatever you may be thinking it's pushing you back, it's not bigger than God. It's not greater than God. It can't be God. If you stand on him, he'll take you through it. See, a lot of people don't believe that. But I'm here to tell you, try it and see. Try him and see. You tried all your pain medicines to heal that thing in your body. Try God. You tried all the men to fill that void. Try God. You tried all the women to give you the prestige that you asked for. Try God. You tried to make money. You tried to buy it, borrow, and steal to make enough money to get to where you want to get to, and you still can't get there. Try God. Today, let not your faith falter. Let not your faith get weak. The Bible says, ask in faith. Ask in faith, believing that it shall be. Speak to a thing, and that thing shall be yours, if God be in it. I can't say, okay, I want to be a superhero tomorrow, and knowing God ain't in it. But if God be in it, he'll show you the way to get it. He'll put somebody in your life to help you get through it. He'll do what he needs to do on his end, as long as you keep doing what you need to do on yours. Have faith today. Have faith to believe. Have faith to overcome. And have faith to achieve the great things in your life that God has for you. Can we pray together just for a moment? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God, asking you to touch everybody under the sound of my voice, God. Touch them in their imperfections, Lord God. Touch them in their iniquities, God. Touch them in the places, Lord, that they need to be touched, Lord God, and be set free and cleansed from whatever issue may be holding them back from reaching the greatness that you have for them. God, open their eyes to see the enemy, Lord God. Open their hearts to be softened and show them love again, Lord God. Open their minds to understand, and their ears to hear your voice. This day, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you forgive them sins they may have done, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord God. Give them another chance to come before you, Lord God, and reach the greatness that they have in store. Lord, I thank you for today, Lord God. I glorify your name, and in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Today, I want you to know that God is here for you. God is here for you. Stop waiting. Stop trying to do it in your own mind. Let God take you to where you got to go. Let God take you to what you want to do. Let God be the reason. I want to thank you guys for coming by on Zeno FM. I want to thank you guys for coming by on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all you guys who are going to see this on the replay when it's posted on my social media sites. And I want to thank you I want to invite you. I'm going to be making an announcement very soon, but we're going to be having live Bible studies on Saturdays. God hasn't given me the exact time, and I want to make sure that you're all there. Call in. You talk. Let's talk about it. Let's sit back and let's talk about it. You hear me talking all the time. Let's sit back and come together, and let's talk about it. Let's see what God can do with us. Amen? Amen. Again, to all you out there, I want to thank God for you, and I want to say that, as always, I hope the blessings of God fall upon your house like never before. And wherever you may go, take God with you. Be blessed. Thank you.